to look at a development that happened over the weekend. Why I want to look at this is to look at it from two perspectives. The issue that the gentleman raises and the response of the Ogun State government to that issue. The gentleman in that video, for those who are my age and above, if you remember, those would remember that there used to be a guy called Steve Black, a world-renowned drummer, world-renowned. He played with the likes of Ginger Baker. He played for T-Mac. This was in the 70s. I'm not talking about last night. You know, this gentleman must be in his mid-70s. And from what I gather, you know, he was met at home. So that's why you can see the way he's dressed. You don't just make assumptions. So he's a senior citizen of the country and a senior citizen of the state. So what was his complaint? He is chairman of his estate. And Steve Black, you know, is chairman of the estate, and he made me understand that when the so-called sharing of the palliatives came, he was given one bag of rice to share in his estate. One bag of rice to share in his estate. And that's what led to what you are going to hear now. So we'll take part of it, then we'll come back.
Black, I want to say, I am the chairman of Shokaye. For now, I am the chairman of Shokaye CDA. And I was just at home now, and they brought this for me as palliative for the whole of Shokaye estate. In this estate, we have 147 houses with families and tenants living there. I'm confused. I don't know how to share this for 147 households in Shokaye Estate. If you guys, the government, I'm talking to Dakpo Abiodun now. If you people know you cannot do something, don't do it. We are not beggars, so we don't need your rights as palliative. It's not even one bag. This is not up to an eighth of a bag of rice. Job, Asheche. So
the voice of an angry man. Now that was the story that was heard, and as God would have it, this morning in the papers we had reports all over the country. I think it was in the Daily Trust that, you know, these palliatives in a lot of cases were nothing to write home about. Okay, indeed, there's another one, but it's in Yoruba, you know, protesting. So it is well known that, you know, there's something that hasn't gone too well with this distribution of these so-called palliatives. And like a senior citizen also called me after our program this morning, a senior citizen, a lawyer, former government official, she asked me that what is the criteria for this sharing of these so-called palliatives? What are the ground rules and who is supposed to get what? What are the ground rules? What instructions have been given now to the people to say, these palliatives are coming, you are entitled to X or whatever. Now, all of us know the way things are done sometimes, you know, in this country. Government issues a directive, and somewhere between the directive and the end journey of where whatever it is supposed to go, all kinds of things can happen. So we give allowance for that. But some of us had said from the onset that the way these so-called palliatives didn't make sense. And ironically, indeed, the Ogun State governor had been credited with having some kind of palliatives that we found quite interesting and more effective than this idea of distributing bags. you know, this idea of bringing the LPG, whatever, for the vehicles, public vehicles, and so on and so forth. I don't have all the details in there. But I did remember that we gave him a lot of credit for having done that. So if this had gone bad, as it were, whatever the intention is, then one would have expected a more dignified response than what we got here. I'm trying to open up the response here. For me to read out, you know, the response of the Lusaka government. Where is it now? That's it. Okay. Now, it was in the Punch. And it says the headline of the story is Ogun PDP trade wars over distribution of palliatives. So I won't read the PDP side because I'm not interested. I'm not interested in the politics between the two parties. As far as I'm concerned, they're all the same. The chief press secretary to the governor, Lekan Adeniran, in a statement said the government was aware that some agents of the opposition have resorted to media blackmail to discredit the current administration. Definitely not Steve Black. In fact, the likes of T-Mac and Co., the likes of Uncle Yinka Lagija, and some of the other elders will be surprised to hear that that was the way the government reacted. He did out of frustration. You know, he did out of frustration, but let me continue to read. He described the perpetrators of the media blackmail as fifth columnists. The statement noted that the federal government was unambiguous in saying that palliatives is not meant for everybody, but for the most vulnerable people in the society. Even for the most vulnerable, how many people are going to share? And it's not a normal bag of rice, it's a smaller whatever. Okay, and he says that, let me recall that Governor Abiodun made it clear to everybody involved in sharing palliatives that they must get to the intended beneficiaries. But in spite of the painstaking efforts of the government to ensure that the palliatives get to the right beneficiary promptly, some people are unrelenting in their bids to start the administration with negative brushes for reasons not beyond politics. I'm going to make a statement on that. There is this thing that you have in government. It's not peculiar to Ogun State government that every time they want to reply to a situation, you tend to want to rubbish whoever made that, it's like war. Government is supposed to respond to citizens with a clear explanation. You're not supposed to take on and you're calling a man like Steve Black in his 70s a fifth columnist for what? Where is that coming from? That's not the way it should be done. You cannot take on your especially your senior citizens as enemies of the state. Over what? It's very clear to everybody that nationwide we had the problem with this. Rather than call the man and explain to him and find out what he was, a government official says this. And he goes on to say that Adeniran expressed surprise at the claim by a man in a viral video that the bag of rice he displays was meant for his entire CDA. That was what he was told. The man is aware that the bag of rice is meant for one vulnerable family in the community and not for all the residents. This statement itself is implicating. One. A chairman is now supposed to decide one family in a community. That in itself is implicating. Before you distribute palliatives, for God's sake, you first of all get your records right. You get to know who is getting what. So you took a bag of rice to him to now search for one vulnerable family in a whole CDA. Okay? But it says, but instead of ensuring that he gets to the... He chose to play politics with the palliative, exposing himself as a destructive opposition agent that he actually is. And so on and so forth. Let me just spare you the rest. I'd like to advise, government officials. I know it's a tough job that you're doing. But first of all, as an individual, you must be very careful because one day you're going to leave that job anyway. And you're going to meet some of these people. I know it's tough. I know the kind of pressure that politicians can put on you. But we need to be careful. And for the governor himself, I'm sure he didn't see this. Because a governor is the leader. Part of the leadership qualities is you call a man like this, you call him in. Or you send somebody to him that, what happened, sir? Okay, so he lost his temper. Fair enough. He lost his temper, but who wouldn't? Who wouldn't at these times that we are in? He's sitting down quietly in his house. Somebody says, chairman, this is the bag of rice that is bought for your CDA. Even if you brought me that bag for one family in my community, what am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to know which family I'm supposed to give? It doesn't make sense. The truth is, we find ourselves in a very, very big mess that, of course, is created by you-know-who. And therefore, the things we could have planned ahead are what we're trying to rush. And guess what? This palliative thing, from the way I'm seeing, is just just like a dressing so that it won't be as if they haven't done anything. That's the way I look at it. But then when you come to the issue of optics, what optics does it give me as a chairman in my 70s to go and share a bag of rice to one family in my community? And then on the same vein, I'm reading in the papers that our National Assembly members are buying SUVs, brand new. And like I said, in case you missed this morning, what the vehicles that should be provided for the National Assembly should be air-conditioned buses for committee oversight. Air-conditioned minibuses, nice, decent. If they like, they can take the most luxurious buses. But you want us, on the one hand, to share a bag of rice with one family in a CDA, which is not even a complete bag, and you individually want to buy SUVs. Abba, come on. Come on. Well, I'd like to open up our lines. I've said my piece. I know that this is a federal government creation, which the states have to handle. But I think they have to have a more ingenious way of providing palliatives for our people, and like Mr. Black said, we will not be disrespected. You can't hold him responsible for saying that. And there was something, I just didn't want to go near that, where the government was even saying, oh, there's a need to put up a law. You can't stifle people. If they don't say it out loud, they say it amongst themselves. You can't stifle people. Government must be open and transparent and must have a human feeling. And like I said, to be fair, I like to put my things in a balance. To be fair, the governor had done well in the first instance in some of the things that he did that were more general in nature to bring the cost of transportation down. If there is not enough to go around, it's better not to tread on people's sensitivities and insult them by giving them something. Is it a sin to be poor? It's not. There must be everybody must be treated with equal respect. High, low, no matter how high or no matter high, low. So to Mr. Steve Black, well, you got your own baptism. Yes, people are asking, I could have called him to come to the studio. I don't want to blow this thing out of proportion. Okay, I don't want to. That was my initial idea. But look, there are so many, we have too many fishes to fry. But this is one example how government has to be very, very careful. Extremely careful in the things that they do. Okay, so 9:19, we'll open up our lines. Now, please do not let us pour gasoline in a burning fire. I plead with you. I just brought this out. There was another video, actually. Same thing. I plead with you let's keep our comments as moderate as possible. So we'll take our first caller for today. Hello, good morning. Hello? Oh, we can't get... Oh, my God. We can't get the lines up. Okay, Kofi had that problem in the morning. Can we try something else? Okay, can they call the female line? Is it better? Everybody can call the female line, at least for this program, until we get a hang of what it is. No, we can't get the female line. Sorry? WhatsApp, okay, but I'd like to be able to read the messages myself. Okay, you can send your messages in WhatsApp, but I'd love to. It's a bit distant from me. Put this one on. We're trying to sort these things out. Sabotage like this on days like this are not, they're not uncommon. Okay. Ogun palliatives. Can Muslim community, CDC, others debunk viral video? Stakeholders in Obafemi Awodi local government area of Ogun State on Monday debunked claims in a viral online video that a 10 kg bag of rice was given to be as palliative in Shokere community. Well, that's what the chairman said. If other people are saying so now, well, so be it. We know the way all this politics goes anyway, so I'm not going to get myself involved in that. This me, my name and number. Where is it? Uncle Jimmy, please try to be audible. I'm audible to myself. Okay, I'm not, it says you can't hear. I don't know what is the problem. Do we have any feedback? I'm at the maximum. I'm at the maximum. So, okay, what can we call the WhatsApp number? Okay, let me just do this. This is Amoluwaseyi, Uncle Jimmy. On this palliative issue, I don't pity people at all, because we are the same people that were shouting. Oh, okay, that one is going to politics now. I think anybody who would be in the driver's seat would have faced the same problem, would have seen the same problem anyway. I think our lines are okay now. They're good to go. So let's take the first caller. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Morning, hello. Okay, we seem to be having a problem with our lines. It's 9:22. We'll take a short break. Now we have to take a commercial break anyway. It's just about time. When we come back, we hope we'll have been able to fix our lines. Welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Sorry about the hassle we had with our equipment. These things do happen. Of course, you know, we were talking about the video that went viral, and it is important that whilst it is the real story of what actually happened is shrouded in a bit of mystery, as in how a bag got to be taken to the chairman, I'm more concerned with the response of the state government to that incident. The governor should remember that when he was called Ilei by the then presidential candidate, some of us stood up and said we didn't think a governor should be addressed in such a manner. So he shouldn't think that these things are personal to him. Okay, but some of us want society to be well run, and we want respect to be given to people. They have a right to air their views within the limits of the law. And I don't think the government should be taking on. It's not peculiar to Ogun State. And other states, you know, they're always taking on, having this combat attitude. And that, if the media people are left to do their job properly, that's not the way to go. That's not the way we want to raise our children. We don't want our children to be combative at every form of criticism. And so that part concerns me more. As for the issue of the palliatives, from the onset, I didn't believe in it. I feel insulted by somebody coming to tell me you want to give me a palliative after the same set of people have ruined the economy to the point where we are. You know, because we can't run away from why we are in this mess. And then we are in a mess, and somebody now wants to give me a bag of rice or whatever to manage myself when my bills have gone up almost 10 times more and my income has been cut down by half because the other bodies I want to trade with have cut back due to budgetary issues. So it's, there is anger in the land. And people need to be pacified. Those who are in government need to show understanding. Even if you think that there's a political motive behind it, the fact is there. You know, you must show maturity. So that is the part that concerns me. Our lines are open now, and we can take calls, I believe. Let's try this one and see if it will go through. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, go on, please.
Yes, the man made a lot of sense. The palliative given to him, you know, it solved no problem. It doesn't even, you know, cushion anything. But Uncle Jimmy, the government still recognize and know the fact that they exist in that place. Come here in my area, Magburu. No government functioning project at all. Nothing is working. You are being neglected.
What please, state is Magburu?
When you come to Magburu, before you get to Mountain of Fire.
Oh, that's what you said.
From Lagos,
yes.
After the Long Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a bus stop you get to before Mountain of Fire. You will see no government present there at all. That's why I say at least they still recognize that man that they exist here.
So they should be happy. They should be happy they got a bag of rice.
Here in our place. Wait, let me tell you this. I called yesterday in one of your programs. Because you voted for Labour Party, because most of us work in Lagos, they never want to do anything for us.
Okay. That's going into another realm. Thank you very much. Let's pick another caller. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank God for your help.
Thank you.
Yeah. This thing we are collecting that is putting us into more bondage in this country. Mm. When are we going to reject it? How can you insult somebody, say, take bag of rice for a, whether it's for a family itself, one family, what are you going to do with it? Where how long do we eat that bag of rice? We should be rejecting all these things so that these people can respect us in this country. Thank you, sir.
I didn't have time to ask her which thing she said. She said this thing, so I believe she's talking about rice. Let me... The government says that that bag was supposed to be given to one family, in the estate. How is the chairman supposed to determine which family he's going to give? All right, okay. Let's pick another one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, ma.
Okay, this is a quick one, and it's really nothing to do with what you're talking about. This
no, week. It has to be. We don't take subjects, anything outside the subject we are discussing.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jim.
Morning, Pastor Ladipo.
God, we continue to sustain you and uphold your strength.
Amen. No, coming from Jesus. Pastor. Amen.
Uncle Jim. Pastor Ladipo, calling from Lagos. My take is this. Uncle Jimmy, you are talking about the response. That is where I'm going. Uncle Jimmy, do you know that even in my own local government here, Apapa Igomu, the local government chairperson, she had 18 Lexus car for all the people they call, what is it called? This, they say, I don't know the position they gave them. 18. And that is their own palliative. You see...
Wait a minute, Pastor Ladipo.
Uncle Jimmy, let me land.
Before you land, I will give you time. Don't worry. You have more than a minute. You are saying that the LCDA chairman...
Okay, yes!
Who was giving these Lexus cars, according
these
to
these people, they call them something honorable. These people, they choose. They say
counselors.
This one is... It's not counselors. The counselors have collected their own. They call them, they say they give them one position in the name
we have to be very careful here. Yeah.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy, no.
Wait.
Go on.
Musuru, when we can't take this any further than this because
there's
no proof.
Sorry.
So we'll call the next caller, please, okay? Hello, good morning. Hello, good
morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ikoyi. My name is Godwin.
Morning, Mr. Godwin.
Giving 10 kg bag of rice. It's 10 cups, not one bag. That's 10 cups.
Yeah, I know. That's yes.
Do they eat like that in their home? How can 10 kg carry the whole family? For how many days? And they are riding on jeep. What are they taking us for? For giving us 10 kg back. So people are suffering in this country. We must stand up and tell these people that what they are doing is not good. We are suffering, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
These people are taking us for suffering. How can they be giving us like this? Okay, that rice now. Will you eat that rice raw? There's no oil, no pepper, no waiting. How long will that last? I can't understand.
Well, I think, again, for the umpteenth time, to put it in a balance, I don't know why. I believe that some governors, because this was created really by the federal government, and why some governors can't see back to the this thing that you want to give out is not going to go, and it's not going to be effective. We have to do something else. Because in this particular state, like I said, they did some things to bring down the cost of transportation. Some of these palliatives, if they can be converted to cash and they can use it, you know, for like free medicals, free drugs, free, you know, things that are of more of a general nature than turning us into refugees in our own country. I mean, he did that. He has to go back to the drawing board and do, you know, things of a more general nature than handing out bags and whatever. Why are we so primitive? Why do we have a one? You see, we all think in the same direction. Throw something at them and they will gather it and they can go. We have another caller here. What's that? Oh, okay, from yes. Let's take that. Hello, good morning.
Jeremy, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's speaking?
Yeah, my name is Femi.
Yeah, where are you speaking from?
I'm from calling from London, not London precisely.
Okay.
Yeah, Wembley area. So basically, I would like to say that a lot of time we talk about how Europe underdeveloped Africa, but now we need to start talking about how Africans have underdeveloped ourselves.
Honestly.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we've got a lot of bad leaders that have left us in this current situation of ourselves. And we have to be honest to ourselves. Yesterday, I called on Uncle Sheriff's show. It got so emotional that I couldn't even continue talking. The thing is, yes, you don't need to give people this money in this way. There are a lot of ways that you can help people. Rather than saying, you are buying a cup of rice for them or a lot of things. A lot of these people, they have kids. You can say free bus for kids to school.
Exactly.
Yeah, son. A lot of these people, in one way or the other, attend hospitals. You can tell them that maybe people with terminal illnesses can have absolutely free medical care. The ones who have like maybe little this thing, you can say 50% of their medical fare. That's been that. Also, you could also find a way to say, maybe like the ones that, I'm sorry to say, you disabled, you can say, okay, maybe we'll have a disability card that these people can have their cards, register online, go to your nearest health centers, go and pick up your card, use it to go on transport, maybe 15 road trips for a year or for a month, or 30 road trips for 2 months.
Exactly.
You can come with a lot of these ideas, basically. But we just do not want to do the right thing. We always want one person to get commission from it, to make money from this. And we keep leaving our people in poverty. It is bad.
If you look at where you are, for example, you have card for over 60s.
Over 60s, yes.
Transportation is free. 60s. You have so many things you can do.
My daughter is 5. We go on the bus. She doesn't pay. I'll just be the one to pay. Like, you just look at it like this. That's where I see it.
Thank you very much, my friend from North London. Thank you very much. It's a pity that this program is being heard worldwide. It just shows our level of, almost very close to primitive people. If this is the way we do our things, I'm ashamed to be part of all this. To be honest with you, for somebody to hear, you interact with, You talk of Black Africa, you talk of Black Power, you talk of Black Man Must Breathe, and so on and so forth. Some of us who learned our voice in the days of apartheid, and so on and so forth. And you find this happening to your own people. Even in the days of apartheid, I don't think that Black people were given free food in bowls and whatever, treating our own citizens like refugees, distributing bag of rice. And you now have it in a government statement that, oh, it's for one family in this community. I mean, come on. Come on. Again, I'd like to advise our leaders. You might say that this is a problem that you inherited, is that it's coming from way back. I think that if you don't have an ingenious solution, step aside and see if somebody else has a solution, rather than have this kind of embarrassing situation that we have, for example, this morning. And again, I'd like to plead with the government, not just Ogun State government, stop attacking people. Leave politics to your fellow politicians. You can do that. But every time somebody says something, don't see him as a saboteur. We, the people, don't take that as an excuse. Okay, so the statement issued on this now has spoiled everything. A simple statement to say that, oh, we are so sorry, we are going to look into what happened, this was not what was intended, then one would have been sympathetic to the government, because I know the kind of pressure they are going through, especially the media workers. I know what it's like. I've been in those corridors before, not that I work for government, but I've been where these things happen, you know. And do I get a sense that politicians have, in real terms, very little respect for us as a people? We need to examine that topic one day, you know, and ask yourselves, because before elections, they will buy corn, they will buy barley, they will ride Okada, they will do all kinds of things to get your vote. You know, and once your vote is gotten, you end up being slaves all over again. Very sad. It's it's about 9:45, so we have just about 10, 12 more minutes. So let's take a few more reactions and close for the day. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Good morning. Okay, Uncle Jimmy, look at... You don't even need to ask the question whether they respect us. By their fruits you shall know them, and the action will tell you everything. How can you? You see, animals, we even give animals those things that sometimes you feel that, this is wickedness now. Not to talk of a human being. So you, and then you can buy cars, millions for yourself. And then it's to, you see, and that's why I think I want to also blame we ourselves, we the citizens. Because the more you just keep quiet and all you can do is to complain, you don't go to give it back to them in a protest, a peaceful protest. And that's the only language they understand. That's the only thing that will move them to want to make adjustments for the benefit of the masses. So the more we are just talking, we ourselves need to show them that, look, we have our own place where we can shake him. So let's wake up and not just be talking. I'm even tired of all this talking. Walk the talk and let's get into a peaceful protest and show them that, look, we have a place where we can shake you guys and make you do the things you need to do for our benefit.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Yes, just about 10 more minutes to WhatsApp Lagos. So we'll take a few more reactions and then... Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Morning. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. Yes. My name is Olubamike Kayode from Takwa Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, the issue is that I look at it this way, that they, as a politician, as you said, that they don't like us. And their agenda is even to divide us, because they are using all their policy and their principle is to divide us more. And that is why they devise that means of giving us those things that will divide us too. So that when they throw that thing at us, when we begin to fight about it, begin to talk about it, we'll be fighting ourselves, and we cannot comport ourselves even to face them. Because already the we masses, we have already divided. And there is no how you can confront them. And that is my take.
Okay, thank you. There's a story here that talks about Khan, Muslim The story here says that Ogun palliatives can Muslim community, CDC, others debunk viral video. But even if you take the statement from government that says that, oh, it was given to him to give to one family, that itself is indicting. So what, I don't understand, what are they debunking in the viral video? The stakeholders debunk claims on the viral video online that a bag of rice was to be shared. At a meeting called by the leadership of the council to explain how the palliatives meant to alleviate the pain occasioned by the first removal of soldiers, the stakeholders said the formula used to share the bag of rice is the best they've ever seen in the state. By the government statement, which said he was supposed to give it to one vulnerable family. I beg. We know these political statements. I beg. Let's learn from this rather than give excuses that are absolutely not. Some of which I saw in the social media, and some even went ahead again with insults. There was some young man. It's a pity I can't. He was insulting Steve Black, a man who's close to maybe about 75. Because, I mean, when I was sneaking to go to Batakoto in those days, Steve Black was already playing. And I'm just a year plus from 70. You can imagine. And this man has an APC logo in his on Facebook. He started insulting the man. I mean, what kind of human beings are we producing? The man sat down quietly in his house. He didn't go to rush for the palliative. He's just the CDA chairman. And somebody comes up with a bag of rice and he's protesting. And he gets insulted thoroughly. And he says he's up to some mischief. He didn't come. And from the government statement, he was supposed to give it to one. Come on. Okay, we will take, I think we can just take about two or three more. I'm just fed up of all this. I need to go home. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, my own to Mr. Jimidiso.
Yes.
Yes, still on this on the topic for today. Yeah, I live in Akute. Okay, Lekon is my name. I live in Akute. And the story that man told in the video clip is very correct. In my CDA, we're given the same small bag.
One bag.
For the entire CDA.
You see?
That small bag that the man showed in the video, it's about a quarter or less than a quarter bag.
A quarter bag, yes.
That's what we're giving my CDA. And there are about six CDAs in my neighborhood. Each CDA was given that. In actual fact, our own bag, our chairman was like, what am I going to do with this? Okay, at the next meeting, let's table this before everybody, before I see that as our next general meeting.
So you're going to have a meeting over...
he's just like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? I can't keep it. Let everybody see that the meeting, I know this is what, it wasn't given to us.
This is in Akute.
Yeah, he's an Akute. So I wonder why some people are saying they're debunking what the man said.
Maybe they should have used part of the money of the bag of rice to tie your roads. You'd be in a better position.
My own annoyance is even that some people are coming out to say they're debunking what the man said. It is the truth.
No, it's the typical reacting without thinking deeply.
Look, Mr. Dishu.
Yes, sir.
Like I always say, journalists also have to go out there, and interview people and confirm things when they hear things like this. They should come to Akute and ask, each of the CDAs in Akute. And there are so many of them. In my own estate, the estate is so massive that we have six CDAs there. And there are several other CDAs, within Akute. We're giving that small bag. And we have almost 100,000 in my own CDA alone.
Can I suggest that the chairman cook the bag of rice at the next meeting? Let everybody
It's on our platform. You know the way it goes now. Let me demand he's just being careful. He's a retired man, but very principled.
Let him cook the rice. Everybody come with a spoon.
what I mean? How do you share that? What do you have in that back in less than 10 drinker cups?
No, even less. Yes.
Yeah, you're looking at almost 100 houses, and in each house on the average you have about 4 flats. Come on. Okay,
thank you very much. No. Your point has been well made. Can we have, I think this will be our last caller for today. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, I'm John.
Yes.
Yeah, concerning the film,
the line is not clear. Please. Let's speak.
Hello?
we can't hear you well. I think there's something wrong with the lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, morning.
God bless you, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yes, my name is Godwin, calling from Lakwe.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know what, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
At all that is happening now, to me, I'm not surprised. Because it is from the morning or from your point of movement, you know the motto that will take you to a distance. And with these people, I knew they have nothing to offer. They have come to grab, to snatch, and move away, and nothing for ordinary Nigerians. So, for those who care to learn, it's an avenue to learn. But for some of us, we have already known that this government, they are anti-Nigerians. They have nothing to offer.
Okay.
But they should remember that there is God, and they will answer all these things before God tomorrow.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Their supporters won't agree with you, though. they won't agree with you. So that's where we'll end it for today. I'm sorry if some nerves have been bruised, but we need to tell ourselves home truths, and I hope that lessons have been learned all through. So this is where we're going to end it. In another 1 or 2 minutes, we are going to have What's Up Lagos coming up. And I think I've made allowance for you to listen to a little bit of music for 2 minutes, because you really honestly don't know how affected I am by this thing that we spoke about today. But never mind, it's part of the job. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.